Welcome back. This is Azure Media Services 102. For the sake of recording, my name is Carl Otz. I work in Microsoft Finland as a technology strategist for media and comms customers. And let's start to talk about live streaming. So when we are building Azure Media Services, we thought of what would be the best way to prove this scalability and kind of battle-proof this whole service. So naturally, we thought that what are the most watched and the biggest streaming events in the world. We settled on sports. Since then, we've actually widened our reach also. But with sports, we actually had Azure Media Services live streaming on preview side over 2 years because we wanted to try both Summer and Winter Olympics, but also meanwhile we got good feedback from this running these events, and we actually changed quite much based on the content, based on the feedback that we got from the partners and from the broadcasters, for example. First of all, yes, the Olympic Games, post Sochi, London. We already tried a couple of broadcasters there, several hundreds of live channels at the same time. Olympics is a great scenario for cloud, obviously, because for four years there's nothing, and for two weeks you had to have over 10,000 hours of content, and there's quite many people watching Olympics, I hear, so it's a perfect example for this scalability case. Super Bowl, only one because it's they have all of the rights for this 2.1 million unique views only with this IPTV side, so of course the cable and TV side, but only with mobile or web device as well. And the FIFA World Cup, here you actually see some of the sneak peeks of the Diva application as well, where you can actually select a couple of different angles that I want to follow. This is my favorite player. I want the camera to follow only him the whole time, etc., etc. So live streaming. Just to get a couple of concepts here again. So in live streaming, in Azure Media Services, we have a concept called channels and a concept called programs. These are actually very familiar to you if you just think about the traditional TV side as well. So a channel is a constant stream of content, and the program is something that you, if you think about like scheduled TV or scheduled content or appointment content, you made an appointment that at 5 p.m. I'm home and I'm turning on to this channel, and then there comes my program in there. And as I mentioned, we have this option or a feature from Azure Media Services that once you stop streaming, actually the whole content is automatically saved as video on demand. Actually, we are saving it the whole time. We are just releasing as a separate program once we stop streaming there. Then we have subclipping available. If you think about subclipping, you might think of a sports show, again, like a hockey match, somebody scores a nice score, like Ilmavevi kind of stuff. You immediately want to cut just those one minute part or 5 second part even and publish it right away so that it could get traction in there. We provide a simple UI and a way to extend to your own infrastructure for that as well. And then the archival windows, or if you listen to the TV sellers, the time shift type of feature, which means that when you're watching again something time sensitive like Formula One, and you get a little snacky, wanna grab a beer and pizza, you can just pause the live stream, go and grab your snacks, come back and unpause, and you don't miss anything in there. And these are all something that we provide out of the box, and you can customize yourself. On the ingestion side of live streaming, when we think about from the camera stream, what can you actually provide us? or what is the format that you had to provide us. We support smooth streaming, of course, RTMP, and also MBIC2 TS as well. So quite good selection available in here already. If you want to try out, this is something that I've the last part is something that I've added based on the feedback from previous sessions. If you want to try it out yourself, there's like freeware or shareware available. Telestream Wirecast is something that I'm using actually the trial version here today. And if you want to be a little bit more professional, there's for example NewTek TriCaster, or if you already have like Cisco or Elemental encoders on-prem available, then you're of course welcome to use those as well. No problem. Any questions on those? Very good. So the live streaming data flow is quite similar actually to the on-demand data flow. We get the single bitrate stream in. We encode it. We get it into the channel. We encode it and publish it through the program. While the content is live and running, the program is streamed right away to the end customers or the end users. And right when the program ends and the content ingestion ends, we put it in the storage and publish it as an asset there. And then we can stream that also on demand to the end customers in there. This is something that typically would not be very easy, very fast and easy to set up. It would require a little bit of coding work to do. All this dev stuff that is not part of this conference. This is an IT Pro conference. So I have an awesome tool called Azure Media Services Explorer tool that I'm going to use to do the whole demonstration from live streaming from my web camera here to the cloud and to your devices here live on the stage. And this is a free tool. You can download it from ak.ms/AESME. Azure, interestingly, not Azure Media Services Explorer, but ASME. Okay. So, the live streaming. Let me just switch my screen again. Zoom asking. Oh yeah, did somebody mention it during the conference that Windows 10 is out? Do download it. It's the best Windows ever and it is free. So, this is again the same Azure Media Services account that I have. I could use the portal for some of this stuff, but I'm just going to use the portal here to just demonstrate that This is just a channel that I've here. I have an ingestion URL and I have a published URL. And if I would want to do some kind of, if I would have like an awesome director team here with me, they could use the preview URL and do some ad insertion or soup clipping and all that kind of stuff with the preview URL as well. As I don't have those or team of coders here with me, I'm going to use this Azure Media Services Explorer tool. And this is again the same view that you saw on the portal side. So I have all of the assets available in here. These are the on-demand assets that are available for me to stream to my end customers. So you see, some of these are protected with encryption. Some of these are protected with play-ready as well. And some of these are published. Some of these are not at this moment. And here you see the same HoloLens video that you saw before from the portal side as well. Well, when I go to live, and let's refresh this to be sure. When I go to live, I have the same set of channels here available for me as well. So I have the Tech Talks live channel that I've created just to show you what the channel creation looks like. What you have to decide at the beginning is that would you want to have the live encoding made by us, or do you want to use an encoder yourself? Currently with the live encoder, it takes something like 20 minutes to set up the channel, so I'm not going to do that. In fact, I'm not going to do that without encoder as well. I'm going to use the channel that I already have in here. And then of course you have to specify the input protocol in there as well. And I actually have a channel running here, a program running here, so I'm going to stop that. And I'm going to show you what the program creation looks like once I've selected the channel here. Let's just create a program. And let's be creative here for a minute. Here is the archive window, which defines how long a time the customer can do the time shift. Minimum is 5 minutes, and maximum is 25 hours that they can do this time shift. And also I can select to enable the encryption or the protection there. I'm not going to do that for this live part here. And then I'm going to select to start the program. So while it's starting over there, I'm going to introduce my setup here for this demo. So this is very meta. So what I have here is a program called Wirecast. I have a trial version of it, so that's why the watermark. I've just added through my webcam here a camera. I don't have any audio here, so that we can actually watch it here as well and not hear a couple of seconds of lag for the audio. What I've done is connected it to Azure Media Services. There are lots of services available there. Azure Media Services is one of those already available for this app. That's why I'm using this. And this is just the ingestion URL that I would actually copy from my channel here. Right-click copy input URL and use it from there. So it's just an RTMP RTMP protocol URL. And is our program actually running? The program is running, Tech Talks program. And let's see how the demo will work. So I'm not seeing any errors, which means that if the demo gods really are with me, if I select the program, see playback with Azure Media Player. Oh, my default browser is Internet Explorer. So this is me live, a couple of something like 20 seconds ago or so. Here we are, live demo streaming from my webcam right here. To Azure Media Services, encoding here on the software, but streaming to Azure Media Services, and then back to my browser right here. Cool, huh? Yes. And there I go. Very good.
Is there a mobile URL to
try? I can do that. So let's use our short term here. What do you want for the URL? There you go. aka.ms/yourpick. Do try that out. while that's going on. I can show you that, first of all, it does work with Windows Phone very well. And I have another device here. This is my iPad with all of the nice Microsoft apps in there. And this is something else I tested before. There we go. Live streaming from my webcam through the projector, through the DokuCam to Azure Media Services, and there and back to the devices. Same thing, same stream running with, first of all, Windows Mobile, and then iOS. How's that then? Very good. And I'll just stop the live stream for now. So, yes, so that is the sub clip. Yes, so exactly. So that in that case, I will still have the channel. I will still have a program, but instead of giving it live content from here, I could just give it a video clip. Yes. And it will come to the channel real time. Exactly. And then there's the sub clipping that if I have live content that's coming in, I can have my content producer see that, okay, this is an interesting part of that content. This is the start, this is the end. I want this clip actually published as a VOD asset already and published this for the VOD gallery. As well. All right, we do have time a little bit, so let's talk about Azure Media Indexer. So Azure Media Indexer is a speech-to-text engine by Microsoft, which takes in audio or video media, processes it, and returns the caption. Everything that's spoken as words in this audio track. Of course, it's great for creating subtitles and whatnot, but also for just indexing content. If you might have a lot of content already available, just to make it more easily available or easily searchable, make them more relevant for you. You can just run this media indexer encoder on top of those. This is already used in such organizations that like Reuters and NASA, who have a lot of spoken archives available, but not maybe really easily archived as such. It might be that there's literally a set of file cabinets that somebody has to go through and find out something that's written that this is now under A, but I wanted something that's categorized under B. How do I know which is which, etc. Of course, this is excellent for big data scenarios. We do support English and Spanish at this point. We will come up with support for all of the Cortana languages quite soon, and more languages will follow. So let's see now. I've run this media indexer for my HoloLens video. So this is the indexed job. So let's see now how the HoloLens video works. Just maybe as a reminder, you can all go and see the aka.ms/amsholo. But we can just see now how does it actually process that content that spoken out loud there. So this is a TTML file format standard. Well, this is not. This is a TTML file format. Well, hopefully you'll see at least something there on the back. So as you can see, there's the recognizability of this HoloLens video that I showed you on the previous session is 89.9%, which is pretty decent. There's we're literally coming up with new brand names, so there's nothing that actually would. It's not available on any dictionary at the word HoloLens. As you can see, it has the timestamps as subtitles and all that. Look around you, all around us, we use it, et cetera, but there are some glitches as well. Instead of the ... there was actually technology on the video, and there's for some reason there is Samoa. And instead of HoloLens, this is Microsoft Holo. Well, obviously, this is before the custom language dictionary feature of the media indexer, so it doesn't recognize that this is actually about technology. It doesn't have HoloLens or brand names available in its custom dictionary. The tool, the Azure Media Services Explorer tool, actually prompted me just this week to update itself to provide this capability. But just for the sake of demo, I did not update something that's already working on this point. Very good. And before we go on the resources, let's show you one more demo of Media Indexer. So obviously Microsoft has also a lot of content. We have the Channel 9, where this video will be also available. So we actually indexed all of that information and put that on media searches Azure websites .net. And as you might remember, on January 21st this year, HoloLens was introduced to the world in this Windows 10 session, but it was a 2-hour-long session. So if I want to hear about what was actually talked about HoloLens in that case, I would actually start to look for it. And here I've actually found the part where they talk about holographic.
Welcome to a new era of Windows. Welcome to Windows Holographic.
And then again, the same video over there. Pretty nice that I don't have to go and find out the point, find out the video of 1 hour 40 minutes at that time. You can go and play around with this yourself as well. Well, that's about it. For resources, I do have quite a good set of resources here posted as well. You'll find those when you get the slides. There are quite good set of tools, good partners available: Voza Streaming Engine, Easy DRM, iStream Planet, Aspera, and Kayak for media processing as well. That's it. Thank you very much.